So would you join me as we make our confession together? Words on the screen if you need those. And let's just, I believe you believe it. And so let's just confess it together. Ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. God's word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. By its truth, I am set free. Free indeed, I'm ready to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. My mind is alert, my heart is open, my spirit is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Colossians chapter 2, before I read these two verses, I just wanted to mention about the website. Our website are just the initials of the church, CLM, and the word family, clmfamily.org. There's a place where you can email me, send prayer requests, praises. I'll check those usually every morning. There are also messages that we've recorded for, I guess, how long now, since the shutdown, basically, when we launched our website. They're all on there. You can pull them up, listen to them anytime. And today, I wanted to basically share a second part of a theme that I shared in the last message, and that message was called Thank God for His Goodness. So anyway, I just wanted to pick up from there. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6, the Bible says this, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, that means as you have received Jesus the Messiah as Lord, so walk in Him, live in Him. Verse 7, rooted and built up in Him, just like picture a tree growing deep spiritual roots, deep into Christ, deep onto the solid foundation of the Lord, and then building our lives of faith on Him, he says, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it, abounding in the faith. And notice how we abound with thanksgiving. Some translations just say abounding with thanksgiving. Either way, the abounding is linked to the thanksgiving. And so this morning, just wanted to continue on that theme of giving thanks to the Lord. The Bible says, in fact, the last message I shared, the Bible says, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. And if we base our thanksgiving to God on His goodness, thanksgiving will be more than a day and more than a season. Thanksgiving will be a way of living. It'll be a way of life. And I had this phrase in my, I guess, in my heart and mind a couple weeks ago, not just saying thanksgiving, but thanks living. And so the phrase that was coming up is what the title of the message today, thanks living is blessed living. Thanks living is blessed living. Thank God that He loved us enough to send Jesus to suffer and die on the cross to bear the judgment for our sins for us. And thank God for His power to raise Him from the dead and seat Him at His right hand, even now as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And when we come to Him with repentance and faith in our heart, He forgives us, indwells us, and we can abound with thanksgiving, rooted and built up in Him. So thanks living. I told Kim, in fact, I had already sent the message to Clarence, and then I support Jensen Franklin Ministries, and every once in a while he sends a little booklet. I usually give him away at the staff meetings. And he sent one just the other day called, here's all it said, one word on the front, thanks living. I said, he took my phrase. Thanks living is blessed living. But I don't know if he took it, but but the Lord put it in his heart apparently as well. And so we thank God. There's a man, father and son, the last name is Blackaby. They write this in their devotional, they wrote it. Thanksgiving is foundational to the Christian life. Our worship, prayers, service, and daily life ought to be saturated with thanksgiving to God. This morning, I'd like to just share three ways that thanks living is blessed living. I'm not saying there's only three, but there are three that I just would like for us to call attention to today. Thanks living is blessed living. Let me tell you what they are, and we'll take a moment at each one, all right? Thanks living is blessed living in, first of all, that it sees more, it receives more, and enjoys more. Thanks living sees more, receives more, and enjoys more. Let's look at that first one. Thanks living sees more. In other words, thanks living is more aware of God's goodness and God's blessings. The Bible says this in James chapter 1, verse 17, if you want to write it down. James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. See, thanks living is both an expression of our faith in God and an exercise of our faith in God. See, faith sees more than the physical. What does the Bible say? For we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, thank God for the physical blessings. Thank God for the blessings we see. But thanks living sees more than the physical. Thanks living sees the spiritual blessings, and not only sees the physical and spiritual blessings, but thanks the giver of those blessings, God. So the focus is on the Lord. That's where he says here again, every good gift, if we have a good gift and what we would consider a perfect gift, it came from above and it came from God. And God may use many resources, but God is the ultimate source. And so we look to him. Thanks living. You say, but Brother Rocky, you don't know what I'm going through right now. I may not, but God does. And I'll say this, even though we all have our times and seasons, thanks living sees more than the present circumstances. Thanks living focuses on the God who is greater than every temporary circumstance. So thanks living is blessed living. At any time in life, brothers and sisters, we can make the choice. We can focus on our blessings and thank God, or we can focus on what we don't have and complain. Thanks living is blessed living. I read about a pilgrim father. His name was William Brewster. I want to read you what he prayed as a Thanksgiving prayer after he had a meal one night. It was his supper. He thanked God, I'm going to quote this, for the abundance of the sea and treasures hid in the sand. He thanked God for the abundance of the sea and treasures hid in the sand. You know what his supper was? A few clams and water. That was his supper. A few clams and water. But yet he thanked God for the abundance of the sea and treasures hid in the sand. Do you see what I mean when thanks living sees more? He saw that as God's abundance. We would look at it as, that's not much. We've been so blessed, it can be easy, brothers and sisters, to take God's blessings for granted and develop almost like a heart or spirit of entitlement that someone owes me. No, let's just be grateful for God's blessings. Thanks living is blessed living. Billy Graham said, thankfulness drives away a sour or prideful spirit. See, thanks living sees more of God's goodness than unthankful living. So thanks living is blessed living. It sees more, it receives more, and it enjoys more. Would you write this second one down? It receives more. And many of you are familiar with this account. It's in Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. And what happened was Jesus was going through a particular area, a village there, and the Bible says that 10 lepers met him. But, you know, because they had that skin disease, they weren't allowed to get around other people. They weren't allowed to hug their wife or children or be around anyone. And if someone started to get close, they had to announce, unclean, unclean, and people would keep their distance from them. So here they are isolated, but they see Jesus, and they raise their voice. They're yelling at him. And what they said in Luke chapter 17, the Bible says they lift their voice and said, Jesus, have mercy on us. Master, have mercy on us. Verse 14, when Jesus saw them, he just said, go, show yourselves to the priest. And so it was, the Bible says, as they went. They had to do that by faith. Because it doesn't say they were healed and then went and showed themselves, or they felt better, or they saw any indication. He just said, go, show yourself to the priest. And because they were obedient to what the Lord told them to do, whether they saw it, felt it, liked it, or they did it, and the Bible says, as they went, they were healed. As they stepped out to do what the Lord told them to do, they were supernaturally healed of this leprous condition. One man saw more. He didn't just see the priests. The Bible says he returned to see the one who had really healed him. And so the Bible says this in Luke chapter 17, that it says in verse 15, one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned and with a loud voice glorified God. How did he glorify God? Verse 16, he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Thanksgiving glorifies God. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms that God, thanksgiving magnifies the Lord. So thanksgiving glorifies God. Verse 17, so Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned, notice again, to give glory to God except this foreigner? How did he give glory to God? By being thankful. But now notice this, in verse 19, the Bible says, Jesus said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. That phrase is the English words, made well, or one Greek word, sozo. See, this thankful man not only received physical healing, this thankful man came back and he received more. He received salvation. He received wellness. He received wholeness, deliverance, because that word means all of it. It means to save, to rescue, to deliver, to heal. He received more than physical healing. He received spiritual, eternal healing, and he was made whole, as it's also translated. He was made well because thanksgiving receives more. Notice he says, your faith has made you well. He didn't say your thanks has made you well. It was his faith that caused him to give thanks. That's why I said thanksgiving is both an expression of our faith in God and an exercise of our faith in God. And God put this account in his word as an example for us to live by. Would you turn to someone next to you and tell them thanksgiving is blessed living? If you're right there in Colossians, would you move back just a few pages maybe, or I'm not sure what format you may have, but to 1 Corinthians, I'd like to call your attention to a couple verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. And while you're turning, let me ask you a question. When someone shows genuine gratitude to you, does it draw you closer to them? Does it make you feel like you want to get, you know, someone, they're sincere, they're genuine, and it draws us together? That comes from God. We're created in his image in that way. And yes, our image has been certainly marred by sin and damaged by sin. But the Bible says that we come into his presence with thanksgiving and we give genuine gratitude to God. Again, first of all, just because of who he is. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his goodness and his mercy endures forever, then we always have a basis to be thankful. That's why it's not just thanksgiving, it's thanksgiving. And it draws us to the Lord. And this man went back to the Lord to say thank you, and he received more. And I believe he glorified God by giving him thanks. We glorified God by gratefully receiving everything that God has lovingly and abundantly provided for us. When you give to someone, you give something, don't you want them to enjoy it? If you give someone something because you love them, don't you want them to, you know, be grateful? Yes, but to enjoy it. God's good and perfect gifts, he wants us to receive and he wants us to enjoy. He wants us to live it out so thanksgiving sees more, but it also receives more. 1 Corinthians 15, would you look at verse 57? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Well, let me read verse 56. I'll read that one first. It says, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God who what? He gives us the victory. So do you believe Jesus has already provided the victory for us 2,000 years ago at the cross? So he's already won the victory in the ultimate war, right? Here's how thanksgiving receives more. I'm right in the middle of a temptation, but by faith, I say, Lord, thank you for victory right now. And we can receive victory. That's where we need it. I don't need it after if the temptation is past. You know what I'm saying. Of course, we need victory all the time. But I really need it in that moment of temptation. I need it when I'm tempted to go off, or I need it when I'm tempted to do whatever or say something or get some attitude. That's when I need the victory Jesus provided for me. And thanksgiving, thanksgiving receives what the Lord has provided. But thanks be to God who gives us. It's not something we earn or deserve any more than anything else. It's by God's grace. So by faith, we receive. You say, but I don't feel victorious. Those men probably didn't feel cleansed when they started walking to the priests, but as they went. And I just believe there's something powerful when we exercise our faith that way. Lord, help me to live this out. That when I'm in that tempting time, in that tempting situation, to say, Lord, I receive your victory by faith. That's just like those men going to say, on the way they were healed. And then on our way, right in the midst of that temptation, here comes victory. Thank you, Jesus. That's why he says in the last verse there, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Thanksgiving receives his victory. And then finally, would you turn back once again? I want to close in Colossians, but I'll give you one scripture reference here in 1 Thessalonians. So thanksgiving sees more, receives more, enjoys more. Would you say that with me? Thanksgiving sees more, receives more, enjoys more. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. We read these words. They go together. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. In everything? Only the good things, right? Only the things that go my way, right? So again, rejoice, pray, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do you see how they're all connected? The rejoicing and the praying and the thanking are all connected. It's together. It's not just when he says always, when he says without ceasing, it's a lifestyle. That's what I'm saying. It's thanksgiving, not just thanksgiving. Charles Spurgeon was a popular preacher and author, theologian back years ago. And he said, it's not how much we have, but how much we enjoy that makes the happiness. It's not how much we have, but how much we enjoy that makes happiness. As I read that, I was thinking about our focus. I recently read the book of Ezra, and Ezra was a man who led a group of people back to Jerusalem to basically rebuild the temple. Because the people had been in disobedience to God for so long, he allowed an invading army to come in to take them captive, to destroy the temple. But then years later, the next generation, basically, the Lord gave favor with a king, and he allowed them to go back to rebuild. Not just allowed them, commissioned them to go back. And here's what the Bible says. You can read about it in Ezra chapter 3. In Ezra chapter 3, when they laid the foundation once again, remember, the temple had been destroyed. They laid the foundation, and there was this loud sound. And some, it was loud wailing, loud weeping, crying, because they focused on what once was that's no longer there. They were older people who had seen the first temple, and they're lifting their voices in weeping because the temple is no longer there. But the Bible says there was another group, and they didn't focus on what was. They focused on what was right then. And they started thanking the Lord, the Bible says, because they laid the foundation. Here they are. God had granted them favor. They're back in the land. They laid the foundation, and they just started thanking God for what was coming. A new temple was on the way, and the Bible says they rejoiced. One was enjoying, one was weeping, and the only difference, because they both saw and experienced the same event, the only difference was their focus. Thanksgiving is blessed living. So thanksgiving sees more, receives more, and enjoys more. Now, God bless the older saints who were there that day and remember, and maybe their heart was broken. Now, humanly, I understand. But can't we also thank God that you're back in the land? You're not in exile anymore. Can't you thank God you're laying the foundation? You've got favor with another king. You have potential to rebuild. Can we find something to thank God for? That's thanksgiving. And not just when something goes my way. I close with this, Colossians chapter 3. The Bible says this in verse 14, Colossians 3:14. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. The context of what he's speaking of right here is the church family. He said, well, all the different, issues and everything we're battling. He says, if you really want to come into one accord and harmony as the people of God, you got to put on love above all else. Because love is what not only unites these virtues I've just mentioned to you, but it's what unites us together in Christian harmony. Then verse 15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were also called in one body. And notice, and be thankful. That to me speaks more than just give thanks. That's, we are to give thanks. But be is like who we are. It's a way of living. Be thankful. When we, might tell a child, be nice. You don't want them just be nice for that one little instant, but to live that way, right? So be thankful. The Lord is saying, just live with gratitude, and it's going to help you put on love and hold you together. Then he goes on in verse 17, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace. Some translations say singing with thanks in your heart to the Lord. And then verse 17, whatever you do, would you say whatever you do? In word or deed, the New Living Translation says, whatever you do as a representative, do it as a representative of Jesus. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it as a representative. Do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. How? Giving thanks to God the Father through Him. You see, brothers and sisters, thanksgiving sees more, receives more, and enjoys more, but thanksgiving helps promote harmony and unity with our, because the next verse talks about marriage and then about parent and child. It doesn't just promote harmony and one accord in the family of God. It promotes harmony and one accord in our biological families too, or at least it can. Thanksgiving promotes peace in our own heart, and thanksgiving gives a good testimony to those around us who don't know God. So thanksgiving is blessed living. I want to ask you one more question and invite your input on this one. What hinders us from thanksgiving? All right? Thanksgiving. Pride. So pride can hinder us in thanksgiving, right? Because pride tends to focus on self. Okay? Sean? Okay, our focus, all right, what we can choose, our focus, and then our focus, depending on what we choose, can hinder us from living a thankful life, thanks living. Anyone else, Pam?
Just your situation, it could be very negative. And what do I have to be thankful for?
Okay. Just, we could be in a situation that is very trying, troubling, and maybe hard. It's very difficult. And so we could have the mentality, well, what do I have to be thankful for? So that's, yeah, thank you. Did someone, is David?
Ridicule.
Okay, ridicule is a, someone said that is a powerful weapon of the enemy. So what hinders all of these, maybe just selfishness? Do you think a sense of entitlement could hinder us from thanks living, Doc?
Praise.
What's that again?
Praise.
Praise would hinder us. All right, that's fine. Actually, I was just thinking about something. Resentment can hinder us from thanks living. So maybe maybe our focus of praise would be on ourselves and not into the Lord. Okay, Miss Sherry?
How about grief?
Okay, grief. Grief could hinder us. Now, as humans, we got to be real. Brothers and sisters, we're going to be angry at times. We're going to be discouraged at times. We're going to be frustrated at times. We're going to be sad at times. But again, if we base our thanksgiving on the goodness of God, then it's important to remember that God loves us, that He is with us, He's for us, and He helps us do His will. He helps us live thankfully based on who He is and His goodness. The hardest circumstance that we face in life, I can thank God that He's with me. I can thank God that He's good. I can thank God for His loving sacrifice on the cross, and I can thank God for His blessings in my life. Just a week ago today, let me back up. Tuesday before last, almost 2 weeks ago, it was a busy weekend, had yard sale going, different things out in the cold weekend, air that weekend, and I just started noticing my throat, like sinus a little bit going on. And so Tuesday, I had moved some items to Lynchburg, and I end up going to like one of those patient first. That wasn't what it was called, but it was something along that line. That afternoon, it was just near where Brittany lives. And they won't let you in, so you had to wait out in your car. So 2 hours later, they called me and said, you come in the side door over here. Anyway, so I go in. Anyway, I see the doctor, and he basically just said, yeah, you got, something, just kind of work its way through, and just take something over the counter. I said, okay. But what was happening was I felt like sinus drainage was making my throat sore. So he said, take a lozenge or a spray for your throat. And then I called back the next morning. I said, doctor didn't tell me anything for the sinus. And I guess I wasn't thinking about it. I was wanting to get out of there. And the nurse said, take something, I think Mucinex, something DM, whatever that was. And Brittany had some, so I ended up taking that. And I thought Friday I started feeling better, but I've kind of battled it all through the week, You lay down, it seemed like it's worse at night when you lay down. It makes it hard to rest. And then, of course, Thursday was Thanksgiving, thankful that we had that time together. And Friday I thought, maybe I've turned the corner here. Then Friday night I felt it again. I saw, man. So that's why I reached out to Gary on Saturday, and I said, thankfully, Kim and Brittany haven't gotten anything, but maybe I better be wise and just stay away from people. So Sunday afternoon, I said, I will try them again. So I went over there about 2 o'clock. This time it was a 3-hour wait. And see, I'm thinking this, thanks living is blessed living. And I had read, just like maybe that week, as a matter of fact, something from James Robinson that said, gratitude is far less about our circumstances, more about our heart. So I'm sitting out in the car in the parking lot thinking, okay, Lord, I do thank you. I'm thankful that you're with me. I'm thankful that I'm healed. I don't feel it yet, but I'm thankful that I'm going to get it. And then about 5 o'clock, I'm thinking, pharmacies are going to be closed. And if he decides to give me something more, then, hey, go get something over the counter. And they call me in the parking lot, and I'm thinking, oh, I can get to go in now. And they said, the doctor is here who saw you Tuesday. We never do this, but in your case, we're going to make an exception. He's going to call you in something. So I asked them where, and they told me. So I went back to Brittany's and waited for them, called them about three times. They never had received the order. They're getting ready to close at 7. I decide to show up. I'm there at the pharmacy when the pharmacy closes and they never received anything. I call the doctor's office back and they said, we sent it to another place. And they're closed. I said, is there anywhere else? They told me another place in Lynchburg. I said, thank you, Lord. Because again, thanks, but you see, God was still with me. I was even thanking God for our healthcare system. As much as I believe it need to be improved, there are some places in the world don't have it as good as we do. So then they sent to another place in Lynchburg. They closed at 8. So I ended up driving over there. About 8:30 that night, I finally got something to take for whatever I had. But I'm just saying, we all have those times. You're not a hypocrite to feel like, Lord, I feel like complaining right here. But I'm going to thank you anyway, because you're God and you're with me. And we thank him by faith. Thanks living is blessed living. And so thankfully, I saw and I received. And today I'm enjoying being here. Well, thank God for the test and the grace. And thank God that he wants us to receive and enjoy all of his blessings. And I would just ask this morning, the scripture said, be thankful. Will you join me in thanks living? To be thankful, not just so that I'm blessed, but to be thankful to bless him, the giver of every good gift and every perfect gift. Will you do that with me? Amen. Let's stand together as we close in prayer.